Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Well, today, our guest is Alicia Rubalcaba. She is the FRC coordinator or the Family Resource Center coordinator.
That's right.
For the Family Resource Center located at the very, very fringe of our listening area. Can you guys hear us on the radio over there?
I believe some people can, but not everybody.
If
they have good antennas, yes,
Hamlet,
they can.
the borough, the suburb of San Pascual.
Winter Haven.
Yes.
Winter Haven.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, Winter Haven Bard area, actually.
Winter Haven.
And for all those river goers, they know exactly where we're at.
Yes. I know exactly. Going to Hidden Shores over there.
Hidden Shores, yep.
So we're going to get, kicked into the river for the break time, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about today about the services that your FRC center provides.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday we were here, we talked about all the different resources that we have out there. And I was mentioned that we started actually 6 years ago on September 3rd. And when we started, it was just a one-stop.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We had just a little trailer, and it was just the one-stop services. Basically, we did everything out of there, and eventually the school district put up a building for us, and now we have all the resources available there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from applying for Medi-Cal and cash aid, behavioral health services, food bank, IID, mm-hmm. emergency assistance, application forms for the 30% discount. So pretty much it's been growing throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, agencies are figuring that they can go out there and serve the community. They didn't have a place, a meeting ground, and now they do. So it's been very good for the community, actually.
So the community at Winter Haven.
Yes.
They have, it's at the outer, eastern part of the United County.
60 miles east of Imperial County, and yes, we're part of Imperial County, and if you look on the map, it's one of the biggest cities in Imperial County,
mm-hmm.
because it stretches out. It reaches all the way out to pretty much where the Yuma Proving Ground ends. It's
mm-hmm.
all in Imperial County. And we have families who live out there. We have a lot of little trailer parks, a lot of little remote homes out in the area, and they all are part of the Imperial County.
Can some of the community members from Winter Haven go to Yuma?
They can, but they don't qualify for services because they are California residents.
Okay.
So if they wanted to apply for anything, let's say cash assistance, medical, they don't qualify. They're California residents, so therefore they can't apply over there. They can go to the food bank over there, and we send them for referrals. That way they don't have to come all the way out here. But as far as their services, which is state services, they don't qualify.
How far up the river do you guys serve people?
Eventually
run into Palo Verde, but...
Mm-hmm. We go out to...
And Palo Verde is another community that's...
Okay. Yes. We serve pretty much up into Imperial Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Levee area. That's pretty much where we cut off. That's where the last homes are, but it's, if you think about it, it's almost cuts into Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a huge area to cover, first of all.
Yes. It's a huge area to cover, and for our students, it's somewhat difficult because, they have to be bused in. We talked about transportation just being one of the major issues out there. We have one bus that travels from Imperial County to Winter Haven every Wednesday, 6:30 in the morning, and it doesn't go back until 6:30 in the evening. So for any person who wants to come down to the Imperial Valley, it's a 12-hour day, and if you have children, you have to tug along children it's an ordeal. So fortunately with the FRC out there, the Family Resource Center, we now have social services who does applications for Medi-Cal, cash aid. We have CalWORKs, which is linked over to social services. We have the Department of Rehab. We have ROP, Behavioral Health Services, of course. We have a complete clinic out there. And we have the food bank, One Stop. One Stop has been very good for the community because of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, a lot of people have been unemployed. So instead of coming all the way out to California or down to El Centro to apply for unemployment, they can do that through the One Stop. So that's been helpful.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingüe. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.